Good morning. I'm Carol Owen. I moved to New Hampshire from North Carolina 1.5 years ago when my husband of 60 years died. I had to give up my house and retire from my career as an artist. My life changed completely. I knew I wanted to live near family and moved to an apartment in my younger daughter's house in Northwood. My friends were horrified. They all asked me if I had experienced a New Hampshire winter. Well, no, I hadn't. But that wasn't a factor in my decision. I figured I'd deal with winter. I still am. I left everything behind, the ultimate downsizing. It was the only way I could move forward. All I came with was a plan to build a new life. I refused to feel sorry for myself. The very first day I arrived, I went to the Northwood Library to get a card. It turned out they had a book club, and it was meeting that afternoon. I didn't know a soul, and I hadn't read the book, but I went anyway, and now I'm a member of that book club. That was my beginning here. I'd been a UU for several years, so I Googled Portsmouth and Concord to find a church. My goal was to do everything I could to meet people. I chose South Church because it was the bigger of the two and had a lot of activities. The first time I came, I was early, the first person in the sanctuary. I sat right back there, a few rows from the back. A few minutes later, a woman came in and sat down in the row in front of me. I changed my seat to sit next to her, and we started talking. Her name, I called her yesterday to warn her that I'm going to be naming her. Her name is Denise Getman. Some of you may know her. And she lives in Northwood. She suggested we carpool. Yes! I was thrilled, especially since I was lost every time I stepped out of my house. Denise introduced me to a lot of things in the area. She told me there's a yoga studio in Northwood, and I joined. One day, walking into class, a student noticed my art-related license plate and invited me to join a holiday party she was hosting in a few days for her artist friends. They're a very talented bunch, and now I'm a member of their group. At South Church, I'm in a small group ministry and also Aging with Grace. I'm very happy to be in a group with Louise. I'm usually the oldest person in the group, so. Part of my plan has been to say yes to everything. And that's pretty much what I've done. I'm grateful every day for how things have worked out. I'm 81. I never thought of myself as middle-aged. The numbers never seemed to make sense. Now I'm many years past middle age, but I don't think of myself as old. In some ways, I'm just getting started. I've gone back to writing, my first passion as I was growing up. I'm a member of two writing groups here. My first novel was published a couple of years ago, and my second one was published this past February. I write romances, and when someone asked me if I write bodice rippers, I said, no, they're gently unbuttoned cardigans. My editor asked me in this last book to expand the sex scenes, and I thought, I guess I need to do more research. I've met wonderful people here. Everyone's been so friendly and welcoming, very different from the reputation New Englanders have for being reserved. I couldn't have asked for a better outcome from my leap into the unknown. At a recent Aging with Grace meeting, we were each given a quote. Mine was by Geraldine Brooks. You go on. You set one foot in front of the other. And if a thin voice cries out, you pretend not to hear and go on. And that's what I'm doing.